In the words of Ted Hughes, what happens in the heart simply happens. Prologue. It took years for me to stop looking for Richard. With just a few clicks, if I wanted to, I could find some update on him. There'd be a new interview to read, or an article that he had written himself, sometimes a television appearance to watch back. That kind of access to someone who is no longer a part of your life is just plain unhealthy. Well-meaning friends would message me when he won an award or had a big publication, saying things like, I hope you're okay, and thinking of you. When they did, even years later, and after I'd started to turn away rather than look into his light, it would prompt me to go online and search his name to see what they were referring to. There were times that he would catch me off guard, a picture of his face in a newspaper I was reading, there looking back at me as I turned the page, or worse, his voice on the radio, suddenly like he was in the room with me again, his mouth next to my ear. He could not ever be contained because he was famous. He permeated the bounds of our own relationship and our direct connections. It must be a small club to be a part of, to have loved and then lost someone whom the whole world has a piece of. Maybe that's why no one ever warns you. Chapter 1, 2010. Richard Aveling stood to the left of me. I'd been so distracted by thoughts of the man that I hadn't even noticed him as I fumbled a wet thumb over the wheel of my lighter trying to get a spark to light my cigarette. I'd been watching this day move closer in my calendar for months, knowing it would be the day that I would finally get to meet him. He was as tall as people said, and broader. He was older than the photos printed on the inside of the covers of his books by perhaps 10 or even 15 years. Do you need a light? Yes, please, I said, my heart hammering against my ribs. I pushed my hood back, realising in horror that I was standing in the alleyway at the back of the Wyndon and Shane office in my old blue waterproof jacket and a fake leather skirt, smoking a roll-up in front of a man who had lived inside my head for over 10 years. I'd planned my outfit for today so carefully, but my heels were upstairs waiting for me under my desk. This wasn't how I had imagined it. Not at all. I don't usually smoke this early in the morning. He lit my cigarette, positioning his own between his lips as he did. One hand shielded the flame from the grey drizzle that was falling quietly around us. The attraction was immediate. Neither do I, but I have an insufferably boring meeting this morning, so I thought I would allow myself one. His voice was deep, and the soft northern corners of his accent were more angular than when he spoke on the radio or television. He looked me straight in the eye, drawing heavily on his own cigarette. There was a spot of rain on the white paper and the end burned gold around it. The meeting he was referring to had been booked in since before Christmas. I'd felt like it might never really happen. As I'd shaken my umbrella off outside the office building that morning, I'd thought, how did I get here? I'd felt elated, excited for everything. This was my adult life, and I felt proud of myself. The shelves of books that lined the walls in reception only confirmed to me that I'd moved seamlessly into the majestic, distinguished literary world of publishing. Now, though, I didn't know what to say. Richard Aveling. He presented the hand he wasn't smoking with. I know who you are. I'm Charlie. I'm Cecile's assistant. I surprised myself by saying it in a tone that implied that it was just a silly job and I knew it. This job that I was so proud to have that I defined myself by. I took his giant hand, shook it, and leant back against the wall so that we were standing opposite each other. The concrete was cold and wet through my thin coat. I regretted this move immediately, but committed to it. I tried to look confident. What happened to the last one? Kit, was it? Katie. She got a job at Simon & Schuster. I joined last spring. I'm going to be helping Cecile with the PR for the new book. Ah, you know.